This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. We have all gone through it. We are still going through it. COVID-19 is undeniably dominating our lives. Artist Brenda Murphy felt the discomfort of lockdown too, but her approach to it was different. The pandemic brought out her creative side. Murphy began to doodle, and from her doodles was born a 46-page book, Squiggling Through COVID-19, How This Artist Kept From Going Nuts During the Pandemic. So Brenda, like so many of us, during the pandemic shutdown that we've all had to live through, getting a little bit of cabin fever, you had a creative way of approaching that. Tell us what you did.
Well, I got sort of tired of reading and watching TV and so forth. So I went down into my art studio and I just started drawing. I picked up a pencil and just started drawing on a piece of paper and just letting the pencil flow very freely and just seeing what came out of it. And then, of course, since I love working with bright colors and different media, I immediately picked up some markers and some colored pens and so forth and started coloring it in. And when it was finished, I sort of looked at it and thought, what could this be? What else could I possibly add to this? And when it was finished initially, I thought, I need a title for this, but I'm not sure what I should title it. So I put a picture up on Facebook and asked my friends, like, what does this look like to you? What would you title this? What do you see here in this drawing? And I got all kinds of different responses. And I did a drawing like every day, and it was just a point in the day where I could sort of relax and just be artistic and creative, and it made me feel better. So that's sort of how I started this.
So when you put this together into a book, and first I understand you put it a lot on your social media, what kind of responses were you getting? How did people respond to your drawings?
They saw very different things in the drawings. For example, the first drawing that's in the book, actually it's the second drawing, it shows three parts of it, where it was started initially as a pencil sketch and then with some color in it, and then it shows the finished drawing. And for this one, I got people that looked at it. Some people saw a turkey, a cowboy in a white hat, Bloody Mary toppings, I'm not sure how that person's day was going, and a Mad Hatter.
All in the same drawing. That's fascinating.
That was from one drawing. They saw all of those different things. And then that was the case with most of the drawings. Some emerged with a somewhat similar theme. Like some people in one drawing saw a fish, but so their comments were related to fishes and water and that kind of thing. But it was pretty varied in terms of what they saw. And then the other thing was, some of the drawings, I said, well, if you turn the drawing around, it will look different. And so people commented on that. If they took the drawing and they turned it around, it looked very different. One other comment I want to make. A friend of mine who's an artist in New York, she bought the book, and she emailed me after she bought it. And she said she took it to the gallery where she works, and when she was in there, another artist in there had her grandson, who was working on an abstract painting, and he was really having trouble with it. And she said she showed him the book, and he just was enthralled with it. So she put a review up on Amazon for me, which I was surprised at. She thought it was really a book for all ages, and I think that's probably true.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And when you page through the book, I noticed from the little bit of copy that you have going on there, you ask questions of the reader and what do they see. But you also mentioned that a couple of them you actually drew with your feet.
This is true. Yes, I did. Because you can, it's a creative process. So I just took the pencil and paper and I put the pencil between your toes and then you just move your foot around on the paper and see what comes out of it.
And then a couple of them looked a little more structured than others. They were really readily identifiable subjects in the drawing.
Yes, I think that's true. Well, I think, well, the last two drawings in the book actually were the first ones I did, and with some of those, I used a template to make some of the designs in it for the first two that I did, which were the last ones. And then I decided that I wasn't going to use a template anymore. I was just going to do it freely, and that seemed to have worked much better. But some of them are geometric and have that sense to them, but I think maybe that's because I used to teach geometry.
That's something that I thought was interesting, too, that your background, your education is actually in chemistry and math, not necessarily art. So it's interesting that you've moved in this direction.
Well, I've always liked to draw, and I've always liked to be involved in creative kinds of activities, like planning special events or writing creative copy or things like that. So I have done quite a bit of that, and I've always had an art side to my life because it's a balance between the very structured side, and this is much more creative. It's much freer.
How much do you think location affects your art? Because another thing I noticed in your bio is that you're actually a native of New York City, of Manhattan, and here you are in the quiet Kalamazoo area. You know, we are growing more bustling, but at the same time, it's hardly Manhattan. Has that affected your art at all?
That's an interesting question. Well, when you're in New York City, you're constantly bombarded with stimuli. I mean, you can't escape from it. It's just there. Everything's being thrown at you. And when you're in a place like Kalamazoo, it's a whole different atmosphere. You have to look for things. Everything's here, but you have to seek it. And it gives you a different outlook that way. So, I mean, I think in a sense it fosters your creativity because it's up to you to do it.
You also have one of the places that you can get the book. In fact, you also have a online shop at Etsy where a lot of artists promote their work. And on there you have, along with the book, cards and mugs and prints. And one of the messages I get from looking at all of that is that you have a wonderful sense of humor that comes through in your art.
Well, I think you have to have a sense of humor. I mean, otherwise, how do you get through the day? Well, now, especially with this COVID and the pandemic and everything that's going on now, I think it's more important that you try and find something that makes you smile and something that brings a little lighter side to it. So I feel that's important in my art, and I like to put some of that in my art with the captions. I know sometimes artists don't title their pieces. They're untitled or number 23 or something like that. But I think it's important to put a title with an art piece because that sort of sets it. It sort of gives the viewer an idea of where you were when you did it.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Brenda Murphy, the author of Squiggling Through COVID-19, How This Artist Kept From Going Nuts During the Pandemic. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.